Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. If you just got here, welcome aboard. I'm excited about having Jim Ballard back on the show. James Ballard is a longtime member of our Brain Trust and one of my favorite folks on the Brain Trust. He's the author of many books, including What's the Rush? And one of my favorites, Mind Like Water, Keeping Your Balance in a Chaotic World. And Jim is one of the guys that we turn to when we want to gain and maintain balance in our lives. Jim Ballard, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. My good pleasure. It's
good to have you back, as always. What's up with you these days?
Well, I want to talk with you this morning about developing your people. It's an ongoing subject. And, you know, small business owners a lot of times feel like they've got to do everything, you know, because they started out that way. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's hard to think about giving stuff away, you know, delegating and so on. So that's not where to start with people, but I'd like to get there with you this morning.
Well, I'm glad you're saying that. I'm glad you're bringing that up, because this is a very, very it's almost unique to small business, because see, big business by nature is a delegating machine, isn't it? I mean, they got all these people, they got all these organizations. If you talk to people in big businesses, they'll say, "Oh yes, that's John. He's in charge of purple waste baskets." You know,
right.
Or that's Sue. She's in charge of the four-wheel truck routes, not the six-wheel truck routes, but the four-wheel truck. You know, they got somebody for everybody and for everything,
yeah.
And they delegate like crazy. Small business owners, and you said it, Jim, when you in your opening comment, we're the one who did it first. We did all of it first. We turned the lights on, we turned the lights off. Many of us founded our companies, and there was nobody but us, and we did everything, and it's not easy for us to turn loose the stuff that's part of our baby, is it?
You almost have to get sick and be away from the store to find out that they can do without you.
It's amazing how that is. You know, you say, you know, oh no, it'll collapse, and you come back, and lo and behold, it's even a little better than when you were there.
Yeah, it's still running, and they improved a few things in your absence. So, you know, I wanted to mention that in the training days, all the time that years that I spent working with Ken Blanchard with his company, we had a sort of standard management training exercise that we called Best Boss. And we just started out the training because we wanted people to identify what it was that they remembered about people that really made a difference in their lives, either as parents, as teachers, or as bosses in work, you know. And so we would have people do write those things down. What happened? Tell a story. And then we'd have them share them out loud. And that was really fun to hear about what people thought was what had made a difference for them. The thing that came out more than anything else was they believed in me. They trusted me. They thought I could do it. They gave me responsibility. And people would tell these stories from way back when they their first job. You
wow.
know, somebody left them the keys one time and just blew them away because he thinks I can do it. I better live up to this.
Treated them like a professional.
Yeah, that's it. And, you know, you can start off with people with that attitude. Even though they don't know how to do the job, they can feel that trust coming from you. They can feel an attitude coming that says, you know, I'm going to show you and tell you how to do this, but pretty soon you're going to be doing this so well that you can teach me about it.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't come so much from that, what we started out talking about, that I have to do it all. You know, it comes
right.
from an attitude of I want to give this away. I want to see you. I want to get the best from you, and I can learn from you, too. And it's kind of like servant leadership. You know, they're talking
mm-hmm.
about a lot, and the servant leadership comes from an attitude that the sheep aren't there for the shepherd, but it's the other way around, you know.
Uh-huh. Right.
So what we're going to talk, what I want to talk about this morning is coaching. We did a book, Ken and I, as you know, with Don Shula a number
right.
of years ago, and
well done.
It's It's called Everyone's a Coach.
Oh, that's right, that one, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Shula, you know, just it was actually the year after we did the book with him that he retired from Miami Dolphins and all the other years, the championship years. This guy had more wins than any coach in any sport.
Oh, yeah.
And so he was sharing his ideas with us, and one of the things that stuck with me, because I got trained by him, you know, finding out what really works, was he was on the spot there all the time. He didn't sit back. He wasn't downfield when the guys were practicing. He was right there, just as he was with games.
Mm-hmm.
In games, he was out of bounds where the coaches aren't supposed to be within the 10-yard line. You know, he was on top of things all the time so that he could tell the referees, you know, what they had missed. And he said this was so much a part of growing the guys up, was watching what they did, giving them feedback, correcting to course. And they always knew they were watched, but that he was, with the coach's eye, he was looking for the best talents.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think, the way small business owners need to be, is you bring in people not just to sort of help in the store and fill a slot and take a little of the burden away, but, you know, you hire for talent and then you grow it.
Right. One of the things, Jim, that I, best ways that I've found to get our mind set on what you're talking about, to be able to do what you're talking about, to get to assume the attitude that will foster this kind of coaching, is to say to yourself, my success will come more from aggregating the success of my people than from what I do myself.
Well, that's right. And, you know, that sounds like kind of a humbling statement, but it's just wisdom. It just comes from being a real leader.
Well, and what you have to do then is then you have to say, okay, if that's true, if I believe that, and I do, then my chore, my task is to make all of my people individually very successful in their assignments. And that's where
exactly.
The coaching comes in, isn't it?
Exactly. Sure. And, you know, a part of coaching so much is catching people doing things right. We've talked about that on this program.
I love
and that's one of Ken Blanchard's favorite expressions. And when we did the Whale Done book, you know, about the SeaWorld killer whale trainers, that's all they do is if an animal does something they don't want them to do, they ignore it. And they go find something that the animal can do right.
They did right.
Because you don't argue with a 5,000-pound killer whale, you know.
They win every argument. Jim, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend Jim Ballard after these messages. He's going to talk to us about how to do some of that coaching. Now that we got your mind right, we're going to talk about doing some coaching. 20 after. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Jim Ballard is our guest. He's the author of Mind Like Water, What's the Rush? That's two different books. And he's the co-author of Whale Done. He's the co-author of Everybody's a Coach. I don't know how many books have you authored or co-authored, Jim, in your life?
I don't know.
Something
not
under
very
1,000.
Many.
And
not
he sold,
very many.
And he sold something under 10 million books in his life. And his books are available wherever books are sold, B-A-L-L-A-R-D. You can also find them on my website. And, Jim, do you want to send us to any particular website?
No, I want to talk about delegating because I don't have much time and I got a lot to say.
Go for it.
Jim?
Yes.
If you imagine a line, a horizontal line with endpoints, and at one end it says too easy, and at the other end it says too hard, you know, and you're thinking about tasks for your people, the best place to have people be is not the midpoint. It's a little toward, a little too hard. Isn't it?
Yes.
Because you want to grow people, you want to give them challenges, not too hard so that it's frustrating for them, but not so easy or so usual they've done it 1,000 times so that they're bored.
The term is push the envelope, not explode the envelope.
Exactly. So, you know, all of those best boss stories that I mentioned when we first came on that people talked about were that people, that their best bosses offered them challenges and believed that they could rise to them, and trusted them to get there, but weren't asking them to do the impossible. So, mm-hmm. and along the way, their bosses were, you know, the attitude was, you can do this, and they were catching them doing things right. So how do you do that when you coach people? Because there are some things they don't know how to do, so you have to show and tell them when they start. But as soon as you can, you need to get out of showing and telling. And how do you do that? You sit down with them and say, how's it going? And really listen to them and show them you're there. And then when they bring up a problem, you don't tell them how to do it. You keep listening, and you use questioning and probing to try mm-hmm. to get them. That's the coaching part,
right?
Is to coach them to come up with their own answers. Now, people who run small businesses, just like everybody else, they don't, just like coaches, football coaches, they don't think they got the time to do that. But, you know, you have to take the time. You have to, you know, kind of stifle yourself because you know the answer and you know how to do it better than they do, and mm-hmm. the easiest thing is just to tell them. But if you tell them, you drive them back into that, you know, I don't know how to do this attitude. If you coax it out of them, they're so happy to go and do it mm-hmm. that they came up with the answers. Then they've got that ownership.
Well, and look at how much longer it sticks in their brain if they came up with it than if you told them.
So it really saves time. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to then kind of sell them the answer and monitor and make sure they do it, because they own the answer. So
when my children were students, they'd come to me and ask me a question, and I'd go with them to the encyclopedia and ask them to, you know, to find it in the encyclopedia. They didn't like it at first because I didn't just give them the answer, but I was trying to teach them how to find the answer.
Somebody told me that when you give an answer, you take it away.
I like
that.
That's a good way to say it.
And that's a way to think about it. So mm-hmm. the notion of keeping people learning goes along with, I've been reading a wonderful book called Mozart's Brain and the Fighter Pilot. You know, in fact, when I'm on my treadmill in the morning, I listen to it on books on tape.
Uh-huh.
And it's teaching me that the brain has a natural integration function. When you learn anything, it improves your performance in everything. And that's an interesting thing. So if you can keep people learning, if they learn a new thing, it affects their performance all over the store.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Look what it does not only to their knowledge and their performance, but look what it does to their and their efficiency. But look what it does to their attitude.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, you and I have talked about happiness being in the flow, and mm-hmm. the books on flow.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this wonderful book called Authentic Happiness by Martin Seligman that you and I have talked about. And he reviews the characteristics of flow, and I just want to name these.
All right.
The task is challenging and requires skill. We concentrate. There are clear goals. We get immediate feedback. We have deep, effortless involvement. There's a sense of control. Our sense of self vanishes, and time stops. Hmm. That's when you're in the flow. All those things are true.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want people to be, and you want them in the flow, you don't want to be telling them all the time and, you know, have them standing around asking, what do I do next? But you want to see them taking on challenges of their own, using their own initiative, you know. And they do that when all of these things that I just ticked off are true. They have challenge, they get feedback, the goals are clear, and they have a sense of control. So I think that's a good way of summing up what we've been talking
about.
That's
an excellent way, Jim. And I'd like to throw in a motivation for doing all this, folks. How about you could actually take a day off or a week off and go on vacation, or take a day off and go do something else away from the business and actually not worry about your business? That'd be worth that, wouldn't it?
I don't think a lot of your listeners can imagine that.
A lot of us can't sometimes.
I know.
Hey, Jim Ballard, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
Sure.
It's a pleasure having you. Jim Ballard, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Mind Like Water and many other books, Ballard. Thanks, Jim. See you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Got a quick break. I'll be right back with a new friend, Jim Burgess with Emerson. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. It's 29 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.